Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Sunday, the 22nd of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. We can't cover every detail in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 121, verses 3 to 6. It reads, "He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night." This is a beautiful image, an image rather like a mother watching over a vulnerable child. Last night, I flew back from Dublin to London, and on the plane was a father with his son. The father was all dressed up in a very smart suit. His son he had with him, he was struggling to hold on to him and his luggage because the son was very sleepy. The flight left at 10 p.m. And the son was way past his bedtime. He was flopping all over his father. But I was very impressed with how the father was so attentive to his son, even though it was difficult to get his tickets out and his boarding pass and look after his son and not wake him at the same time as move all the luggage. He just had a gentleness about him. And it's a little bit like how God is with us, watching over us, staying awake to protect us. That's God watching over us. The main dangers to the traveler are summarized here as stepping on loose stones and spraining an ankle, or becoming faint with sunstroke, or perhaps having some emotional illness due to moonstroke, which was often, the moon was often connected with the idea of lunacy. That's where the word comes from luna, the ancient word for the moon. But he says here you won't see your foot slip, and because God will not slumber. Of course, pagan gods needed waking. 1 Kings 18, verse 27, "At noon Elijah began to taunt them. 'Shout louder,' he said. 'Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought or busy or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened.'" Now that was the pagan god. But Israel's God does not need waking even when we're asleep. He is awake. God is our constant companion. He's our constant helper in real dangers and imaginary ones. It was thought at the time that too much exposure to the moon could cause illness, but we do not need to fear any such thing. God is closer than even the hills that are talked about in this psalm. And his protection is personal. It's not just for the group. All the yous in this passage are singular. He will not let your foot, that's the individual. He watches over you as a person. He watches over you. The Lord is your shade, a personal shade. The sun will not harm you by day. So it's personal. God does care about us as individuals. He really is looking after us personally. It's a wonderful thought and a wonderful promise for the day ahead. We do need that protection. We do need that help. But he takes care of everything. He talks about in verse 6, the sun and the moon. Poetic parallels are a favorite Jewish way of expressing totality. The two extremes are described so as to include everything in between. Whatever's troubling you today, whatever may trouble you today, whether those fears are real or whether they're just in the mind, you can be sure that God is watching over you, that he is protecting you, that his strength is available to help you handle whatever the world throws at you today. That's a wonderful promise. We'll go on to look at verses 7 and 8 and conclude the psalm tomorrow. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at our website, nwlcc.org. You can get hold of me through that website. And until the next couple of verses tomorrow, I hope you have a great day today, and God bless.